Many words have been spoken about the October 1st shooting at Umpqua Community College in Roseburg. 9 people and the shooter died in that massacre. Words often fail when attempting to discuss the shooting and its impact. Words and music can fill the gap. And they will tonight at 7 at the Jacoby Auditorium on the UCC campus in Roseburg. It's a memorial concert billed as an evening of healing and hope. Jason Heald is the Umpqua Community College music director and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Jason, thanks for joining us.
Well, good morning.
So was this a concert that was already scheduled in some form?
No. In fact, its genesis was just a little over 2 weeks ago. And most of what truly inspired it came from kind of two different directions. The first one was on October 1st, I happened to be at home working at the time of the shooting and had a rehearsal scheduled later that afternoon with a youth orchestra. And, of course, all of us were just in incredible shock, not only the campus community, but the Roseburg community. And so I kept the rehearsal, and it was incredibly therapeutic moment, not just for me, but also for the students who were in the rehearsal, because you had this immediate sense of focus and community and being able to talk and express yourself in a place that was safe and with people that you trusted. And so at that point in time, the decision was made to close the campus, but the music studies department decided to keep most of its rehearsals through the entire week. And all of these rehearsals became very heightened emotionally events. And I think that for all of us, it was very therapeutic and cathartic. And you realized the power of music and the power of an ensemble of people that are together. And so what you are seeing tonight is music that was rehearsed and brought forward since October 1st. And so it is a window into what we were experiencing and also how we were going through the healing process and what the importance of music in that.
Music does have some amazing powers when you get people together to do something like create music. Particularly in choral music, it just seems like there's just an otherness that comes from getting together in that setting.
Well, and it's interesting about choral music, and it's true of instrumental music as well, but the idea that it is physical, and you do breathe, and it, depending on the moment, can mean so many different things, that it may be an opportunity for you to express your grief or sorrow. It may be an opportunity to find joy and beauty in a moment of darkness. It may be an opportunity to escape for that two-hour time the burdens that you have outside of that period of time. And say something like the Roseburg Concert Chorale, where you have 140 singers in that room. And they may be all in very different emotional states, but yet there's this sense of unity, sense of community with the people that are there. And if you think about how many activities do you do in which you have that kind of corporate effort of people all being focused in this kind of unity on one task. And the power of that is rather amazing.
I see 5 different groups. You mentioned the Roseburg Concert Chorale. There's also the Vintage Singers, the UCC
Yes.
Chamber Choir, the Umpqua Singers, and the Umpqua Chamber Orchestra.
Yes.
So all these people. And we have a clip here that we snagged from your website of Heroes that we'd like to play just a bit of, if you don't
sure.
mind. Okay, let's hear Heroes.
Fragile, brief and fragile, and the key is never held.
Heroes, as sung by some of the students at Umpqua Community College. Jason Heal, which group is that?
Actually, that is the Umpqua Singers. That is actually from a few years ago. That was for a different tragedy that had occurred here in Roseburg, that we had several firefighters that were killed in an accident. But that was a tune that I wrote for that particular event. There will be two original songs that were composed since October 1st that will be featured on this concert.
And what are those called?
One is called Threads of Love, and that will be performed by the Umpqua Singers. Mm-hmm. The other one is O Vos Omnes, and the story behind that is that, of course, there was a tremendous outpouring internationally into the college, and I was receiving many very generous offers. And one of the ones that was intriguing was from the Harvard Glee Club Foundation.
I noticed them involved as sponsors in this, yes.
Yes, and so as it turned out, that Harvard Glee Club performed here in 1978. And they contacted me, and they wanted to sponsor a choral concert. And so that really was one of the driving things for getting the concert early and shaping the concert. And so concurrently tonight, while we are performing here in Jacoby Auditorium, the Harvard Glee Club and Princeton Glee Clubs will be performing a concert on the East Coast tonight that will be dedicated to this tragedy. And one of the texts that they suggested for it was one, O Vos Omnes. And just to paraphrase it, is, although you that pass by see my sorrow, of which there is like no other sorrow. So we will be doing a setting of O Vos Omnes as one of the new original pieces on the concert tonight.
Jason Heald is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the music director at Umpqua Community College. We're talking about the free concert, the free memorial concert tonight called An Evening of Healing and Hope, 7 o'clock at Jacoby Auditorium, and it's free. Are your concerts usually free?
Not generally, but our concerts are usually very reasonable because we want to have as many people come out as possible. But tonight is one in which it is free, and that there is, we're not collecting any funds. It's not a benefit concert. It's truly about the music and the process and the healing.
Is there anything a little lighter, I wonder, to soften the mood a little bit?
I think one of the things that about the concert is that I think there are a wide variety of feelings that have come out of this, and obviously there are ones of grief, there are ones of anger, but also the emphasis on that we are here today. We have today in front of us, and giving today, this day purpose, because not everybody is going to be here, and we learned that, and so that there will be things that are very upbeat and very inspirational on the program, because I think that when you realize how fragile life is, you really appreciate every day that you have that much more, and that will be a large part of the concert. Half of the concert will be excerpts from George Frideric Handel's oratorio Messiah, and there will be a lot of very inspirational music from that as well. So in terms of styles, it will run the gamut from very early choral music to very modern selections from the last decade.
So this actually came together fairly fast. I mean, we're talking about the interruption, it's really only the second week of school, right?
In fact, it actually happened right after our second rehearsal. So all of this music has come along very, very quickly for a concert. But in many ways, it's not about the product. It's about the process and sharing the healing that we've gone through the process with the public.
Well, we want to thank you for sharing the healing. We're going to go out with What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding, and I want to give credit to the people who are singing on that.
This actually was recorded in a rehearsal on Wednesday, and this particular selection they had had for two rehearsals.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Jason Heald, Umpqua Community College Music Director, thank you so much for joining us. The concert is 7 o'clock tonight at the Jacoby Auditorium. Take care, Jason.
Thanks for having me.
I ask myself, is the hope lost? Is there only pain and hatred and misery? And each time I feel like this inside, there's one thing I wanna know. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Oh, what's so funny about peace, love, and walk on through troubled times. My spirit gets so downhearted sometimes. So where are the strong? And who are the trusted? And where is the harmony, sweet harmony? Cause each time I feel less slipping away, just makes me wanna cry. What's so funny about peace, love, understanding? Oh, what's so funny about peace, love, understanding?
Students at Umpqua Community College singing Nick Lowe's What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding. Nick Lowe wrote it. Elvis Costello made it famous. And the Umpqua singers will be performing it tonight. One of five musical groups from Umpqua Community College performing at the Memorial Concert, a concert for healing and hope. 7 o'clock tonight at the Jacoby Auditorium at Umpqua Community College in Roseburg for free. I want to thank again the music director at Umpqua Community College, Jason Heald, for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange to talk about that.